Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station. It's Mike and Kim with the good stuff here on your local station. So what's up today, Kim? We made it past the Memorial Day.
Well, we did make it past, but I've still got one more article I want to share.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that here in just a little bit. Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. You start by going to visitvalentine.org. You want to take a waterfall tour, do some bird watching, play some golf, relax down the Niobrara River, or maybe a boat ride out at Merritt Reservoir. It's all right here in the Valentine area. And you can start by going to visitvalentine.org.
Hear that? No? That was the sound of opportunity. Like a steer in the night, it's elusive. But it's there. Tri-State Livestock News, the Rancher's Bible, covering every facet of agriculture every week. They're the bridge between buyers and sellers day in and day out. Want to rope in that opportunity? Visit tsln.com and get the lay of the land. As I said, I've got one other piece that fits into Memorial Weekend, Memorial Day. On June 21st, 2006, in the Nuristan province of Afghanistan, Staff Sergeant Jarrett Mani's 16-man patrol came under fire. One of his men was wounded and fell over a ridge into what the soldiers described as a death zone. Despite an intense firefight, he tried three times to save the soldier. On his third try, Jared was killed. He was posthumously awarded America's highest honor for heroism, the Medal of Honor. Paul Monty started an organization in his son's memory called Operation Flag for Vets. The volunteers recently planted 57,000 flags at the Massachusetts National Cemetery. Paul drives Jarrett's pickup truck, the military decals still on it. He explained, "It's got his DNA all over it. I love driving it because it reminds me of him, though I don't need the truck to remind me of him. I think about him every hour of every day." A Nashville songwriter heard this story and turned it into a song that country singer Lee Bruce recorded, "I Drive Your Truck." It earned the Song of the Year honors in 2013 Country Music Awards. Make sure you check it out.
So language that we share is, of course, English language is kind of weird sometimes about meanings and spelling.
Okay. Yes.
So some examples of that today on the good stuff. The bandage was wound around the wound. Okay?
Yep.
The farm was used to produce produce. The dump was so full that it had to refuse more refuse. We must polish the Polish furniture. He could lead if he would get the lead out. The soldier decided to desert his dessert in the desert. Since there's no time like the present, he thought it was time to present the present. When shot at, the dove dove into the bushes. I did not object to the object. The insurance was invalid for the invalid. There was a row among the oarsmen about how to row. They were too close to the door to close it. The buck does funny things when the does are present. A seamstress and a sewer fell down into a sewer line. To help with planting, the farmer taught his sow to sow. The wind was too strong to wind the sail. After a number of injections, my jaw got number. Upon seeing the tear in the painting, I shed a tear. I had to subject the subject to a series of tests. So there you go. Some interesting things about the English language of how we use our words.
No, I'm just confused.
Yeah, me too. And I read it.
Oh, if men really ruled, at the end of the workday, a whistle would blow and you'd jump out of your window and slide down the tail of a brontosaurus right into your car.
That would happen. Yep.
That's not really an original idea, is it?
That's a Fred Flintstone trick.
It'd be considered harmless fun to gather 30 friends, put on horned helmets, and go pillaging a nearby town.
There you go. That sounds like a fun afternoon.
Exactly. If men really ruled, tanks would be far easier to rent.
That's right. I've always thought that, too. We'll save more of those for another day here on The Good Stuff.